Well, I'm pretty excited just to get back out there and play some footy. I love the game and I've missed it so much over the last 2 years.
Not many times Melbourne get a chance to play Friday night, so we'll make the most of it.
We're playing Collingwood, and anytime I see a magpie, I just target it because it just gets me in the right mindset.
Last year was last year and there's nothing we can do about it.
I don't think I played a game in a short sleeve jumper my whole life until I got the Hawthorn. But when you got linguine arms like me, you don't tend to show them off.
Your ticket into the heart of football. Welcome to the Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum.
Yes, welcome one, welcome all to the Inner Sanctum on a Tuesday morning. We're heading up today to Manly, where we find the Demons in Hub Life, and the captain of the Demons is a very good friend of the program. Max Gawn is with us. Maxy, good morning.
Good morning, Half. Morning, Whitey, if you're there.
I'm here.
He's there somewhere. Tell us, paint the picture for us. Where are you? What's life like this morning, and what can you see from your vantage point at the moment?
What I can see in my hotel room, I didn't get an ocean view room.
What?
Which is just disappointing. I don't know what more I have to do to get an ocean view room, but I haven't got one. So I'm watching a couple of houses in one of the back rooms. But no, Manly's beautiful. I've got no issues being up here. Woke up this morning, had a little walk on the beach. Which is all we're allowed to do, I think. So we're allowed to go for a little walk and then just sit around the hotel and try and lay low for a couple of weeks.
And how are you feeling, Max? I was interested to see your post-match video on the Melbourne website after the weekend's game against Richmond, and you looked dejected and really disappointed and frustrated and probably fair enough too with the way things are going. How are you feeling at the moment?
I want to win, Half. I understand there's a process and we're playing some pretty good teams at the moment, but I still think we're in really good chances throughout games to win games, and we're almost losing it ourselves at time. And that's the most disappointing part. So, I mean, when I get put a microphone in front of me, 2 or 3 minutes after the game to speak to the club, that was how I was feeling. I was extremely disappointed in the fact that we let Richmond get out to a 35-point lead and we couldn't peg them back. And it was a similar trend. We won a lot of stats, such as inside 50s, clearances, contested possessions, and still not converting. So it's frustrating. But now on a Tuesday, I've well and truly see the process and see that me being frustrated is probably not going to win us a game, but me potentially trying to work out the solution is. So I'm in a much clearer space now. But I think that's a good thing about putting a microphone in front of a player 2 minutes after the game. You get their actual thoughts on before they go read anything, go check their stats. They've literally, they're talking about the 2 hours that just happened. So, I do like watching post-game interviews as well. You get to see the raw facts.
What was Simon's message, not just after the game, but since the game? Because we've seen you competitive against Geelong and Richmond in the last 2 weeks, which is, I don't think, can be dismissed. But we saw the same things happen that let you down 2 weeks in a row. So what's he saying to you?
Yeah, there is a common trend with our skill execution at times, which... with all my coaches I've had, it hasn't been something that a lot of coaches really touch on a lot, skill execution. But he has this week. He brought us the raw facts this week and showed us some of the easy shots or the easy chances to hit a forward or just some of the easy kicks around the ground that we're potentially missing. And it's just been cool and calm in heated situations. Which Richmond are really good at, and they have been really good at for a while, and they showed us that again. Defences and good defences like Geelong and Richmond that we've played the last 2 weeks, their job is to ruin your ball movement and to make you stressed, and we've probably been that the last 2 times. So we've fell to 2 really good defences, and we want to be a team that can beat teams like Richmond and Geelong, and we thought we were in, like, that shows the frustration again. We probably were in the right chance to do that on the weekend.
So what's the mood of the group? Because the club has copped a fair bit of heat from the media in the last couple of days. You are only 1-3 and you've lost to West Coast, Geelong and Richmond. So what's the mood? Is the mood downcast? Is the mood quite positive because you're getting close to Geelong and Richmond? Or explain it. What's the feeling like?
Yeah, the mood was down. I mean, after the game, we lost the game of football in a game where we were really jacked up before the game and really wanted to perform to a high level. And I mean, we tell ourselves that we potentially beat ourselves, but Richmond made us beat ourselves, so Richmond beat us. But yeah, just that common trend does get you frustrated. And I had a look at some of the people that potentially turned over the ball on the weekend and had a look at their faces after the game, and they felt the reason. So I know we're going to get a spike out of people putting themselves under pressure at training and making sure we can become a really good kicking side. And but there's other parts of our game that are falling. We let Richmond kick 80 points as well, which is a lot for a shortened game. So there's some other stuff that we've got to work out. But from my point of view, the mood's pretty good. Manly's a great place. I walked the streets yesterday and I didn't get recognised once, which is, it makes you fall in love with Manly. And I don't understand why people from Sydney want to get back to Melbourne. I thought, Tomlinson, like, why aren't you just staying here? This is beautiful. So, I mean, there is some really good things that Manly can bring. And one of them is potentially getting out of the bubble and not listening to the noise and just being like that raw interview that I did post-game half, just being able to deal with what's in front of you and not listen to what other people think about club. Just think about what we think about our club.
Yeah, and I reckon that's a really important thing for, and you know this better than me, you're living at the moment with your squad, but to be able to just narrow the focus a bit at the moment, Maxie, because things are tough. Things are rough. You've won 5 of 26, as Rocket told us again this morning, and you're a team that 2 years ago nearly played in the grand final. I mean, to go through that roller coaster of outcomes is difficult to deal with, but you can only get better if you're in it together. And I've got a feeling that this is the best possible time for your club to be away. Has that been referenced by the leadership of the club, that this is a great opportunity for us now?
Yeah, we're definitely speaking about it. I'm sure all 10 Melbourne teams, the day they landed in the hub, said we don't want to waste this time in the hub. Like that's a pretty obvious sentence that most teams would be running with. It's more actions how we actually do that. We're all in the right mindset on the first day of the hub. I mean, everyone wants to perform well for these 5 weeks, but it's going to be challenging at times. So, I mean, it would have been challenging still being in Melbourne as well with what's going on in Melbourne. So we're probably quite lucky that we've been able to escape Victoria and be up here, and be around our teammates that we potentially weren't allowed to be in Melbourne as well. So there's definitely some strengths of being away. And I, for one, I have a wife at home, but no kids, no extended family that I really see during the week. So I, for one, don't have too much that I'm leaving at home. It would have been great to have my wife here, but we understand that can't happen. But so once we buy into this whole team thing and we all live and breathe this fact that we're almost the Manly Demons for 5 weeks, even though we're sharing a hotel with the Manly Lions as well. And the Coogee Hawks are just down the road, but we can feel like it's ours.
Very good. Yeah, well, I think it's a great opportunity for your club in particular. There's others that probably don't need this, but I would think that considering where you are at the moment as a group and your outcomes, that this is a pretty strong thing. And we were talking before about, with Rocket again, about expectation with teams and how that affects the way we analyse the Max. And your club, and you've said it before yourself with us in the build-up to this year, that 2020 was going to be a back-on-track year, a bit of a redemption year, and the Road to Hell, or whatever it was called, that documentary series that we all watched, it was a chance for a bit of purging for the D's, and you haven't got the outcomes yet. And I imagine it's enormously frustrating for all involved. How do you overcome that during the week, though, and focus on what needs to happen?
Yeah, as much as I'm trying not to listen to the noise, you do get fed stuff like, e.g., you just telling me what Rocket said. Although I do love RSN, I do love the show. I didn't tune in at 7 a.m. to listen to Rocket, but I went for a walk on Manly Beach. It was just a little bit more bliss. But so you do hear things filter through, but I mean, reality has us 1-3, but reality also has us losing to the Premier and two other prelim finalists from last year. Yeah, there's a common trend of how we lose games, and even the Carlton game that we won, there was a common trend in that second half that was similar football to what happens when we lose. And reality has us 5 wins from 26 games, and that's you got to face that. You can't hide from reality. And the quicker we embrace the fact that we are 5 from 26, and we do need to start winning games, I think that's what will happen. We'll start winning games. But training is where it starts. This team, this club, has really got to put themselves under pressure at training. We have to deal with Richmond and Geelong at training. So when it comes to this unbelievable pressure that Richmond put on the ball carrier, we're able to do it. Yeah. And we can't just hope the other team's off at times with their pressure. It just needs to be a high level of training, which is hard to do in groups of eight. I do agree with some of the comments around that, but it's something we've got to get better at, and we want to do it this year. We don't want to wait till next year or the year after and have a drill, whatever it is, bottom out or stuff like that. We want to do it this year. We want to play good footy this year, which means we got to learn how to do it in that group of eight.
So is that what you're currently limited to as well in Manly, groups of eight, or can you train as a squad?
No, the AFL hasn't changed protocols around that. The main training is still obviously that big group, but there's no contact. I'm pretty sure that's still the rules. I don't really thoroughly go into the protocols. We got Daniel McPherson, who would have thought? He definitely didn't think when he was running off halfback that he was going to be the COVID protocols manager in the 90s, but he is. There's all sorts of different protocols, but we've got to do our best with the protocols we got. And every other team has it, and Richmond is still able to defend to a real high level with the protocols they have.
So take us through, Max. You're in Manly. Where are you going to do your training? Because there's some speculation you've got to head out to Blacktown for training. Take us through the logistics of that. It's not just about staying in a hotel. You've still got to prepare for a game of AFL football.
Yeah, I mean, that's the cards we've been dealt with training. It doesn't really bother me. I hear Blacktown's a great facility, great gym. Tomlinson speaks really highly of it. Obviously, it might be a bit of a drive, but that's the cards we've been dealt. We had to drive out to Casey an hour every time when we were in Melbourne as well. So that doesn't bother me. That's another chance to be together on a bus trip. That's another chance to build this sense of belonging and togetherness within a club. And that doesn't bother me. We're on Manly foreshore at the moment. It's a beautiful part of the world. Great spot for a hotel. When the restrictions ease, potentially a little bit later on in our stay, it'll be a really nice part of the world to be in. So no, I've got no issues with the fact I'm in a hub, the fact that I've got to travel for training while being in a hub, the fact I've got to stay in a hotel. I've got no issues with anything. I'm just really happy that I'm a chance to be around all my teammates, all my staff, all the coaches, some of my teammates' families, which are a breath of fresh air, seeing little kids run around the meeting room. I think Neville Jenner's girl, Nalani, is going to feed us some ground balls later on this afternoon. She'll be excited. So it is a really, really good chance to be in a positive mindset and get away from the Melbourne bubble.
Will Harley play this week?
He's got extreme skills. He's definitely someone we could use with his kicking. He obviously had some stuff to work on. He's missed football for, 4 or 5 years of footy that he's missed. But he's playing some really good game in that 14v14 stuff. And if running was the issue, the 14v14 certainly ticks that issue off. So he'll be right up there for selection, as will Jonesy, as will Neville Jetta, as will Oscar McDonald. These sort of experienced guys that have been missing out on the last couple of weeks, they're all playing some really good football and being in a great mindset. You can understand Michael Hibbard getting dropped and he's come back and played two really good games of football. Neville Jetta being dropped, you can understand someone like him just chucking it in, but he hasn't. He's been unbelievable with Jay Lockhart helping the guy who took his spot. Nathan Jones the same. So, and Harley Bunnell the same. Just some experienced guys that potentially might come in the next few weeks.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing a response, no doubt, from the D's this week, Maxie. We appreciate your time, as always, and your honesty and your openness with us on the Inner Sanctum today. Good luck to you, mate. Get back on the ground, on the foreshore, and watch out for those ground balls from the kids. They're dangerous.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Max Gorn with us, the captain of the D's, with us on the Inner Sanctum on a Tuesday morning.
Interesting. I reckon it is probably the most interesting game of the weekend in a lot of ways. There's some good ones. But Melbourne and Gold Coast.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, of all the teams you want or you don't want, the pressure's on Melbourne. Now, whether that's fair or unfair, the pressure's on Melbourne to see how they respond, even though they've played Geelong and Richmond. The narrative's been set, and they need to respond.
6:05 p.m. Check your local guide Saturday night at Giant Stadium, the D's and the Gold Coast Suns. Pretty honest there from Maxie again.
Yeah, it's
one thing
great.
He's honest. He's happy to just talk.
Yeah.
No crap from him. I like him.